Well, life is full of unknowns, and all of us face all kinds of unknowns in our life. Well, really, it's pretty much every day. I've known a few people that thought they knew it all. Have you ever known a know-it-all? Amen. But sometimes it takes us a while to figure it out, but sooner or later, hopefully, we all come to the place where we realize that we don't know everything. You know, the Bible says this in 1 Corinthians 8:2, if anyone thinks he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Now, I know that you could take that truth there to an extreme and it becomes, well, a falsehood. But this is the truth, is that so much of the time, if we think that we've got everything figured out, we don't know anything yet. And that applies to a whole lot of things. And I'm just going to throw this out here tonight that, you know, a lot of people think that they've got God all figured out. They don't know anything yet. Just nothing. They hadn't even started to know anything about him, because one of the first things you find out about him is that he is so vast and so awesome and so limitless. We're just starting to get to know him in this life. As Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13, now we just see through a glass darkly. We just see a little bit. But there's coming a day, amen, in heaven when we will know even as we are known. Amen. But right now, well, there's a whole lot we don't know. Hopefully we know more as the years go by. And like I said, one of the things I've learned is how little I know. I heard about a pastor of a big church. He went to minister at the nursing home, and there was a lady there that was a member of his church, and he kept trying to talk to this lady, and he was getting really frustrated. He's trying to be polite, and she was just ignoring him. And so finally he says, ma'am, do you know who I am? She says, no, I don't. But if you go over there to that desk, they can tell you. I hope you know your name. Amen. Sometimes, well, anyway, life is full of unknowns. But it's okay when you know the one who does know. Amen. But one thing you can be sure of in this life is that there's always going to be change. I mean, there's change that you initiate, and there's also change that just happens to us, but we all experience change all the time. I mean, if you get a picture of yourself from 10 years ago, you will see that what I'm talking about is true. And if you can't see that, your eyesight has probably changed. Just saying. All right. Anytime that we go through changes, you know, there's always unknowns that come with it. And those changes, you know, they can cause us to feel, well, it can be unsettling for us. I mean, how's this going to work? What's going to happen now? How are things going to be? You know, you move to a new town. What's that going to be like? Going to a new school. You start a new career. Unknowns. One guy went to start a new career, and he's talking to this HR person in this interview. He's a young engineer, fresh out of MIT. And the interviewer asked him, he said, what kind of salary are you looking for? And the young engineer said, well, I think I would like to make about $250,000 a year, depending on what the benefit package was. And the HR guy, he said, well, how about 5 weeks of paid vacation, 14 sick days, expense account, and you get a new car lease every 2 years, like a red Corvette? And the guy got so excited, he says, wow, are you kidding? He says, yeah, but you started it. But I don't know about you, but I've had some unknowns when I had a job change. You know what I'm saying? I mean, now, I've been at this church now for 20 years this time. I was a youth pastor here at Grace in Fort Worth in the 80s, you know, before any of these people were born. long time ago. But here's the thing. I had a lot of job changes along the way. And wow, it can be unsettling. It's such big unknowns that happen all through life and about so many different things. And it can always bring this feeling of uncertainty. You just don't know how it's going to work out. You know, there's the unknowns of change. There's also the unknowns of same. That's right. Lots of unknowns of same. Like, how long am I going to be stuck in this situation? All kinds of unknowns of same. I mean, some wonder when they're going to get that new job. They're stuck in this job and they're wondering about it. Some are wondering how, when, and where they're going to meet that special someone. Some of them in a relationship, you know, they met someone. Now they're wondering how long it's going to be or if they're going to get married. Getting married, there's a big unknown. I mean, a lot of people think they got it figured out before they get married. I know. I've talked to a lot of young couples about to get married. They got it all figured out. Anybody want to snicker about that just a little bit? Yeah, there's always surprises. I mean, marriage is a big unknown. I just want to go on record as saying that all of my surprises have been good. Well, they really have. But anyway, Sunday school teacher teaching the class and talking about the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal. And she asked the class, she said, if I was to come up behind a man and pull his wallet out of his pocket and take his money, what would I be? And one boy smiled real big. He said, I know, you'd be his wife. Well, I know for a lot of couples, it'd be the husband trying to get some from the wife. But anyway, but marriage can be a big unknown, no doubt about it. For some people, there's this unknown, married people I'm talking about, there's this unknown of, will we get divorced someday? Because they got problems, they're going through things. Then divorce, there's a big unknown. What's going to happen now? How's this going to all work out? But sometimes life goes as planned, right? But a whole lot of the time, it just doesn't go the way that we thought it would. And even when it does seem like, well, things are going along pretty, you know, like pretty much like I thought, there's always unexpected things that come up. There's always surprises, and it's amazing that almost every single day, it'll hold some kind of a surprise for you. And just when you think you got it all figured out, life will surprise you and remind you again that you don't. James chapter 4, verse 13 through 16, he says, come now, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell, and make a profit. Whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. You do not know what will happen tomorrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and do this or that. But now you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil. You know, many of you will remember Brother Al Strickland. He was a part of the church for, I don't know, a little over 15 years or something like that. But Brother Strickland had been a minister for 60 years and pastored many churches. And I remember so often when I would speak to him on the phone, he would say, Brother Hill, we'll see you Sunday if the Lord wills. He got that if the Lord wills in there. And you know, here's the thing. It was just an acknowledgement on his part that God is God. And that, you know, it was a confession of his faith, you know, that he would be there if it was in the Lord's will. But he realized he didn't know everything. See, sometimes we can guess pretty good. Like, I'm guessing that tomorrow morning the roads are going to be bad. But I don't know. Who knows? It might just surprise us. It might just be different. I mean, you know, sometimes we, We get all kinds of weird surprises, and some of them can be really scary. I know there was one family that went to sleep, you know, in their house, had a nice house, and then in the middle of the night, they were awakened by a car crashing into their house. That's an unknown. That's an unexpected, right? I'm just telling you that big or small, I mean, you might have a lot of small ones that happen to you, but we all have those things that happen. And I just want you to understand that God is still God. You see, we can get disillusioned with life when we think we got it all figured out and planned out, and then it doesn't go the way you thought it would. And I have to tell you that God has worked things out in my life again and again and again. But a whole lot of it didn't go the way I thought it would. And you see, that's what I want you to understand. Unknown to us, not unknown to Him. And He is bigger than all the unknowns that you face. We need to get to a place in our faith where when things don't go as planned, we are not shaken. We are part of an unshakable kingdom. James mentions the arrogance of thinking you know how things are going to go. And it reminds me of the story that Jesus told in Luke chapter 12. And I want to read it. It's verses 16 through 20. He spoke a parable to them saying, the ground of a certain rich man yielded plentifully. He's doing good. He's making some money. And he thought within himself, saying, what shall I do since I have no room to store my crops? So he said, I will do this. I will pull down my barns and build greater. And there I will store all my crops and my goods. And I will say to my soul, soul, you have many goods laid up for many years. Take your ease, eat, drink, and be merry. He got it all figured out. He's got a plan. He's got a big savings account. He's ready. I mean, his 401k, he's just going to sit back, take it easy now. He's not ready for the big unknown. But God said to him, fool, this night your soul will be required of you. Then whose will those things be which you have provided? All of his planning, in a moment, it's all gone. It's over. Now, I don't want anybody to get the idea that we shouldn't make plans. We certainly should with the Lord's help. I mean, it needs to be the Lord's plan and not just our own pride saying, well, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. It ought to be us looking and desiring for God's will to be done in our life. Amen. If the Lord wills, see, that we want God's will, but we should pursue those goals in faith, believing and trusting God. But again, sometimes they just don't go the way that we thought. I don't want anybody to go away from this service tonight feeling helpless or hopelessness because, well, you just never know what's going to happen. I want you to understand. You see, we know the God who holds it all in the palm of his hand. Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen, but he does. And guess what? We belong to him. He's going to take care of us. See, there's a big difference between faith and presumption. Faith is taking God at his word. And presumption is when we make assumptions and we just take things for granted. And you see, that's the way it ends up a lot of the time. When we're really trusting God, we just put it into his hands. But you see, a lot of the time, we want to say, now this is the way this has to happen, and this is the way this is going to work. Oh, you're going to be disillusioned. You got to learn to just trust him with all of the details and let him work it all out. The unknowns of life are just part of life that we have to learn to trust God with. And when we're standing on God's word, there's many times when it looks like that it didn't work. But that's the time we hold on to the God who knows everything and can do anything. Have you experienced this where the Lord just worked things out in a way that you never even imagined? See, life's full of unknowns, but there's none to God. He's never been surprised. He's never gone, oh. Sometimes people take one scripture or even just a phrase out of context and they get all kinds of crazy ideas, mixed up ideas, and even get wrong ideas about who God is and God's character. And I saw this happen one time with a young man. He read a verse of scripture where the Lord says, "Now I know." And he said, "See, there were things God didn't know yet." You got to read the rest of the Bible. And you interpret scripture in the light of other scripture. And the scripture says, listen, he knows our thoughts. He knows our heart. He knows our words before we even speak them out of our mouth. He knows the future. He knows everything. Everything. Absolutely everything. And you need to know this about him. He knows. This is a great comfort. This will encourage and strengthen your faith. You don't know, but he does. See, we're supposed to walk with him. We're supposed to have this closeness with him. We're supposed to be trusting him all the time. And the unknowns of life, they ought to teach us that and help us get there where we really do trust the Lord in everything. He not only knows everything, but he's all powerful. If we just get a clearer picture of who he is, it changes our perspective of the world and the circumstances of life that we got to deal with. I went to CBC, Central Bible College, affectionately known as Central Bridal College. Lots of young men and lots of young ladies managed to meet there. Well, there's 500 spirit-filled girls, but not one for this old boy. Then I go and youth pastor a small church, and you know, it don't really work out for the youth pastor to date the young ladies, you know what I'm saying? None there. But somehow or another, in this situation, God brings a young lady in a singing group over 100 miles away to sing at the church. I thought there's a bunch of teenagers. I didn't really take much note. But then somebody brings this little girl out on outside where I'm playing volleyball with the teenagers after church to introduce her to me. And we shake hands, and while we shake hands, 25 teenagers gather around to watch us shake hands. That's real special. I called her 3 weeks later. I'm quick, aren't I? I said, "This is Mark Hill. Do you remember me?" She said, "No." I want you to know this was not how I thought that would go. And I reminded her I was the youth pastor. And she went and asked her dad. And she said, "Okay." Wow. I just want you to know God worked all of that out. All of that out in a way I could have never have imagined. Who would have ever thought? Here you are at Bible college, all these young ladies looking for a preacher man. But God brings me one. See, we think we got it figured out. We think God can do it this way, God do it that way. Oh, so often we just need to pray and trust God to do it however he wants to, because he always makes a way and he'll bless you. He'll take care of you. Lots of unknowns in life. But remember this, this is what we do know. Romans 8:28, we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called, or the called according to his purpose. This is what we know, that God is working things together for our good. He's working it all out. If we'll just, and see, if we'll learn to trust him in the unknowns, the things we don't know, how's this going to work, what's going to happen now, you learn to trust him, we can enjoy the ride. So much better. I mean, there's going to be bumps in the road. There's going to be problems that come up. But you can enjoy life anyway if you just trust him. Or we can just be like the world and be all stressed out and all full of anxiety and all upset. Oh, it's so much better. It's so much better to trust the God who knows everything. Just put it in His hands. Let Him work it out. I know it's hard, you know, to enjoy the ride when you hit a real rough spot. I mean, when you have a serious illness that comes up in your family, you know, there's those opportunities for us to become anxious. And I just want to encourage you that in those times that you just look to God and trust Him. And just remind yourself that he knew about this before it even happened. You know, it's the unknowns, if we allow it, they bring fear and anxiety. And it can be one of the hardest aspects of like losing a job. The fear and the anxiety of the unknown. How am I gonna make a living? What's gonna happen now? That's one of the hardest aspects of a serious illness. You know, it's waiting on the test results. And now, what's gonna happen now? What are we gonna do now? And I just want you to understand that, you see, we don't have to have that fear and anxiety. We can go to the Lord in prayer and turn it over to Him. And we don't know how this is all going to turn out. But we know that God is going to be with us and He's going to help us. Amen. All those unknowns. You know, sometimes they can just bring a feeling of panic when you're walking into a difficult unknown of life. And it can just bring you to kind of a standstill in your faith, that fear of the unknown. You just need to know it's not hard for God. It's not too big for God. That fear of the unknown, though, it keeps a lot of people from walking by faith and obeying God. All the unknowns. Here's the one thing you know. He doesn't change. He promised He'd never leave us or forsake us. He's with us. It's amazing. He already knows all about your future. And here's one of the things about your future. He's going to be in it. He's there. It doesn't matter what you go through. He's going to be there. Psalm 139, 7 through 10. The psalmist said, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me." And our Savior said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." We got His word on it. And if we know that, it'll strengthen our faith. There's a map. It's on display in the British Museum in London. And it's an old mariner's chart drawn in 1525 outlining North America and the coastline. And the cartographer made some interesting notations on some of the map, regions that had not been explored. He wrote, "Here be giants, here be fiery scorpions, here be dragons." You know what that is? That's the fear of the unknown. And then in the early 1800s, an explorer named Sir John Franklin, he scratched out the fearful inscriptions and he wrote these words across the map: "Here is God." And you know what? He's right. God's already there. Wherever we go, God's already there. There's no place that He hadn't been. Nothing that you're going to face that He doesn't know about. But all our fears of the unknown, it can limit our vision, it can limit our faith, and ultimately it can cause us to miss God like the children of Israel did when they didn't go into the promised land the first time. You see, a big part of that was they were afraid of the unknown. And it's amazing, much like that cartographer did, they imagined it worse than it was. And it can cause you to miss what God has. So we want to always trust God. Walk in faith. Don't allow the fear of the unknown to keep you from what God has for you. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, "He who observes the wind will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap." And what that means is that if we're looking for everything to be perfect, we're looking for the planets to align, you know, we want all our ducks in a row, we want to have it all figured out exactly how this is all going to work, I want to tell you, we're not going to do much. We got to be willing to trust God and have faith. You know, it's true for our lives as individuals. It's also true for us as a church. I mean, it's easy for people to say now, oh, it was great to build this building. Praise the Lord. Well, 12 years ago, you know, we built this building 10 and a half years ago. But about 12 years ago, there was a lot of question marks, a lot of unknowns. I mean, and I want to tell you that banks and mortgage companies are not interested in unknowns. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to do business with people with unknowns. But here's what I know. God had a plan, and he worked it all out. Now, here's a little history. When we were in the shopping center, this old boy wouldn't sign a lease longer than 18 months because it's only going to take us 18 months to build that building. It took us 7 years. I'm just telling you, you see, a lot of the time we think we know how something's going to go, but if we'll just trust God, he'll take us where we need to be. He'll work it out. Hebrews 11:8, by faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance, and he went out not knowing where he was going. He went out into the unknown because God spoke to him, and he trusted God. It brought great reward for him. If Abraham would have shrunk back in fear and said, you know what, I'm just not going to head out not knowing where I'm going, God, you're going to have to give me some more here. I want to tell you, you would have never heard his name. He would have been an unknown man, buried in an unknown grave. But instead, he's known as the friend of God. He's known as the father of faith. And you see, we just got to be willing to trust God in the unknowns. There's a lot of people in the scripture that braved the unknown in obedience to the Lord, and they found great reward. Our forefathers came to America. They were looking for, part of that was religious freedom, to be able to worship God however they wanted to. You know, but they had to brave the unknown. They had to be willing to go to a place they didn't know anything about. And you know, life is often like that. If we can play it safe, we can just stick with what we know. But did you know even when we do that, there's going to be unknowns? But what I'm saying to you is that I'm not talking about being foolish. And you know, some people get real presumptuous and they just jump out and start making changes in their life. But I'm talking about when God puts something in our heart or God deals with us about something, that we are willing to trust him with the unknowns and let him work all the details out. He's well able to do that. He will make a way. Got to get this one in here. Like the old song, we may not know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow, and we know who holds our hand. It really is true. No matter what happens, he's with us, and he'll never leave us. David said in Psalm 23:4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. See, whatever valleys you go through, whatever shadows, he's with you. Hadn't been this way before? It's all right. He knows. And he'll guide us through. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. He'll take care of us. You know, a lot of times people get so anxious over the future. I mean, if you watch the news and you look at social media, I mean, the world's falling apart. Stuff with the government, stuff with the economy, stuff with wars around the globe and terrorism. So much of that, stirs this fear because we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. That is no way to live. How much better to put yourself in the hand of a mighty God and let Him handle all your unknowns. Jesus tells us we don't have to worry, but we're to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and He'll add all those other things to us. But then He says this in Matthew 6:34, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." See, He wants us to be able to live a life that's free from worry. Just take one day at a time. I mean, whatever tomorrow holds, He already knows about it. He's still God, and He'll be there when we get there. That's right. And He'll get us through. Well, what if it's really, really, really bad? I mean, what if it's just terrible? Psalm 46, 1 and 2, "Our God is a refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea." Now, the psalmist, you see, he got it. He said, even if the earth be removed, we're not going to fear. That's knowing who your God is. The book of Genesis tells us how that Jacob deceived his father into giving him the blessing that belonged to his older brother Esau. And Esau was very bitter and angry about that, and he determined that he was going to kill Jacob. So Jacob leaves and he heads out to Haran, much like his grandfather Abraham had headed out into the unknown. Jacob has headed out into the unknown, but the big difference being is that he's running away out of fear. He figures the unknown is better than what he knows, which is that his brother is looking for an opportunity to kill him. He brought all this trouble on himself. It's his own doing that became his undoing. So he has to leave. But in the midst of this flight of fear out into the unknown, he finds that God is there. I mean, this was a situation that he brought upon himself, and yet God is there. And I want to read part of the story. It's Genesis 28. I'm going to read 10 through 17. Some of you get your Bible reading in right now. Here we go. "Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. So he came to a certain place and stayed there all night because the sun had set. And he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head. And he lay down in that place to sleep. Then he dreamed, and behold, a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached to heaven. And there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, 'I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. And you shall spread abroad to the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and in your seed, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to you.' Then Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, 'Surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it.'" I want to tell you, sometimes in the midst of the unknown, you may not realize it, but He's there. "The Lord was in this place, and I did not know it." He says, "He was afraid and said, 'How awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven.'" First, Jacob knew that God was there. He didn't know it when he went to sleep, but he sure found out when he woke up. He realized that God was with him. And we got to always remember, whatever's going on, that the Lord is with us. Even when we made mistakes, even when it seems like everything is messed up now. I mean, he thought he was so smart getting his brother's blessing. Instead, he got runt off. I mean, he got the blessing, But I know he didn't have any idea the consequences and what was about to happen. There are some things that the Lord wanted to change in Jacob. And some of it took 20 years. Some of us, it takes longer than that. I'm talking about this old boy. He's still working on me. But God had a plan of redemption for Jacob, that he was going to work it all out and he was going to bring him back. God changed his life, changed his name to Israel. Second, he was reminded of the promises of God. The Lord reminded him of the promises he had given to his father and his grandfather. And you know what? We need to remember the promises of God. Let me say it this way. You need to know the promises of God. See, the things that the Lord spoke to Jacob, those things kept him through all the unknowns. And the promises of God will keep you through the unknowns. You don't know everything. You don't know what's going to happen, but you can know the promises. And you need to know the promises. You need to know the Word of God. Know what the Bible says, because that's what you can count on. If it says it, then it's so. Psalm 119:89 says, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven." It's a done deal. We can know what God has said through his word. And we can face the unknowns with the truth of the Word of God. The Lord also told Jacob that he would watch over him. He said, "Behold, I'm with you and will keep you wherever you go." See, whatever challenges you face, whatever the battle, whatever happens, the Lord's going to be with you. He's going to watch over you. He's going to keep you. The Lord led Jacob through 20 years of unknowns, and I'll just give you one little example. You know, Jacob worked for his uncle Laban for 7 years so that he could marry Rachel. And you know, they had the wedding and the wedding party thing and everything. We don't really know exactly how this happened, but what we do know is the next morning he woke up and it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. There's an unknown. In his wildest imagination, he probably didn't ever expect that. But see, God still worked it all out. God had his hand on his life. A lot of strange things happened in that story. But he told him he would bring him back. You see, we need to realize that God's hand is on us, that he will guide us. See, through all the unknowns of life. Let me tell you about a big unknown that we all experienced a few years ago. COVID. Starting into 2020, you know, making plans, and I want you to know, nobody planned on what was about to happen. You talk about a big unknown. But let me tell you, God guided us through. He showed us what to do, gave us wisdom, helped us all along the way. It wasn't a surprise to him. He knows. And I'm just telling you, whatever comes our way, God will guide us. He'll help us to know the right way to go. Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths." See, we can trust him to guide us through. And the real key in all of this, you see, things we don't know, but we need to know him. And we need to desire to know him more and more and more. You know, the Apostle Paul in Acts 17, he speaks to these men of Athens and he says, "I see that you are very religious." Now, in America right now, nobody says, "I'm religious." They say, "Oh no, I'm not religious, I'm spiritual." America is very, very religious, just like the men of Athens were. And just like the men of Athens had all of these different gods, people in America today have, I'm talking about even among Christians, so many of them, they have their own version of who God is. Paul says, you have this inscription of the unknown God, and that's the one I'm going to declare to you. I want to tell you, there's a lot of unknowns in life. Don't let God be one of them. You got to know him. If you know him, you're going to be all right. And I want to encourage you to make this your pursuit, to truly know him, to know him more each and every day. You know, wherever you are, you start right where you are, but you pray and you seek him and you read his word and you stay in church and you grow and you grow. And let me tell you something, even in the unknowns of life, it will bring you closer and closer, and you will learn things about him. Things will become clear to you about him that you didn't know before you went through that unknown. Jeremiah 9:23-24, one of my favorite passages. This is what the Lord says. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. I tell you, those are the things the world boasts about. And people admire those things. God doesn't. But let him boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord. Listen to what he says. Who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. I want to encourage every one of you, when you're facing unknowns, don't allow anxiety and worry to come on you. But every time you're faced with an unknown, whether it's something that's personal to you or your family or something that's going on in our world, whatever it is, take it to the Lord, the one who knows everything. Don't let the enemy of your soul, your adversary, rob you of your peace, your joy, your faith. Trust the Lord with those things, and it'll just bring you to a closer place with him each step of the way. You'll know him more and more every day. Stand with me. We're going to pray.